Hachette Audio presents The War Lovers, Roosevelt, Lodge, Hearst, and the Rush to Empire, 1898. Written by Evan Thomas. Read by Richard Davidson.
To Stephen G. Smith, my friend and a great editor. Introduction. April 23rd, 1950, Beverly Hills, California. His hand shook with palsy, and his body was wasting away. A few days shy of his 87th birthday, William Randolph Hearst had little more than a year to live. He had given up San Simeon, his castle in the California hills, and moved with 24 servants to a 3-story, Spanish-style house in Beverly Hills, set amid 8 acres of gardens and palm trees. Hearst still loved to buy things, and at night he pored over catalogs of art objects and antiques. In between, placing orders for Baroque statuary or 50 Arabian horses, he would send cables to his editors in the Hearst Empire, dictating what they should print. Hearst had never been the smooth, ruthless megalomaniac portrayed by Orson Welles in Citizen Kane. His charm was quirky, and he could be soft-hearted to his employees. His paper still had the power to stir people, though they were now seen as overly strident and obsessed with the communist threat.